Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone and welcome to my show. I'm sorry I wasn't last Friday on Blog Talk Radio having my show, but I had a birthday and I want to say thank you to everybody for the wonderful wishes. I was overwhelmed. It was absolutely fabulous to see how much support and love I'm getting from everyone in the world. And right now, during these turbulent times we live in, we need this a lot. And if, again, you cannot help somebody, don't hurt them. And today, I just want to cover something that has been going on in the society for quite a while. And since I have been working on women's equality, domestic violence, and all of these painful issues we don't want to encounter in our lives, I would love to cover women and aging, which is something that I feel that it's really irrelevant because no one has the right to tell anybody anything about what they're going to do in their lives, who they want to be, what kind of a career, at what age they want to build. And we all know that women spend most of their lives taking care for families, and we know how difficult is this work. You start at 6 o'clock, some women later. You make breakfast, you pick up after your children. You have given birth to 3, 4, some women, 5 children. I have seen women who have 12 children also. And we know this is very expensive if you hire a maid to do this work. And the husband usually goes to work, but he comes back to a warm meal. People, his children really well taken care of as well as raised, because when the mother is at home, the mother is capable of giving love, attention, and everything what the child needs, and the children are not took care by a stranger or strangers. Because it's really important, if you read the psychology analysis of Freud, you'll be able to understand how important it is for the children to be around the mother and how important is the mother's affection in their life so they can grow up to be healthy and to be mentally stable. And because the child knows who is the mother, it doesn't matter how little is the child, knows who is touching him or her, who is talking to him or her, and all of these things, which in most society, like here in America, mothers are giving their babies at 8 months to a babysitter or kindergarten facility or childcare facility. This is absolutely wrong because it destroys the child, destroys their mental development, and it has a long impact on their life for the rest of their life. And I feel that women have the right to be who they want to be without being judged, especially here in Hollywood. It's really the Olympic Games, it's a racing game, and women are considered to be fully incapable when they turn 50 to be in a movie or to create a singing career, to create some kind of an artist career from themselves, and I don't think that women should ask for permission. And I'm sure everybody has some kind of a skeletons in their closet, and they have to start cleaning the closet instead of concentrating on other people's lives. And I'm experiencing this from the Bulgarian elite and Bulgarian government, who is in my business just a little bit more than they should. And it's really arrogant, and it shows low intelligence as well as no integrity at all. So today I found an article which I see Halle Berry walks exactly how she walked like when she was 13. No difference at all. The difference is that she's more mature woman and it definitely looks like a woman, not like a child. And there is no any signs of being old or anything like this. She's 53 and she's my age and I'm very proud. I can still run, jump rope. I can do whatever I want. I'm active almost all day. And I'm so proud of the things that I'm still able to do. And I don't think that I'm ready to sit on the chair and, you know, complain from my back, neck, or anything else. That's what most people love to do, especially in Bulgaria. They love to sit on the chair and complain all day, which is something, honestly, I don't support. Just like J-Lo, she can run on the stage and she can make a show that nobody at 20 or 30 is capable of. So today, here is the article I found, which is really important. And as you see, I'm not sugarcoating things and I'm not going to sugarcoat them. And I don't think anybody should be in the business in anybody. That's why the world is in this shambles at the moment. And I definitely support Will Smith for slapping Chris Rock, because he showed that this kind of behavior is not okay and he should mind his own business. And he showed that he's a man the world needs by defending his wife. And I don't care if it's the Oscars or not, you should have to zip your mouth and you should never attack people with this. And it's a lot of arrogance spreading the society, which is not healthy for anybody. And if it's you, you will know how it feels. But when it's not you, it's very easy to judge and be disapproving towards other people's behavior. So here it is, an article. It's called Why Society Doesn't Allow Women to Age and Make Them Look 20 at 35. I can dress whatever I want. I'm dressed in my leggings. This is something that people wear here in Los Angeles. It's comfortable because to wear other kind of clothes, you have to go to special places. So you cannot wear high heels and a blazer all day and do a work that it doesn't respond to the way you look or dress. And by the way, thank you so much again. Please, I don't want to forget to everybody who is listening. India, you are absolutely amazing. I love you. I cannot wait to put my foot on this spiritual, God-loving soil where people are full of love, compassion, and kindness, who understood who I am and who read my soul every day. And you have no idea how much you mean to me. As well as the other countries, United States of America, thank you so much for your attention. I definitely appreciate. And as well as Australia and all of the other countries who are listening to my show and definitely want to get involved into changing the world and concentrating on the things that are causing pain. Women have always wanted to look good. Cleopatra took baths in milk and Roman women spent many hours in saunas to moisturize their skin. All women want to look beautiful and young, but today being young is something that people worship and signs of aging are something to be ashamed of. Don't be ashamed. Feel like this is a privilege. Don't pay attention to anybody. Just stupid, ignorant people who don't want to change the things they feel they need to change in their life, they judge. Getting rid of wrinkles, dyeing their silver hair, and hiding dropping necks and arms underneath clothing are all more common than ever before. But why has natural aging in the female body become so taboo? Bright Side has figured out who is to blame for women being so scared of aging. As it turns out, creating your imperfection is very profitable for many companies today. Aging is intuitive part of our lives, and it seems to be the saddest part. We are scared of aging because it's accompanied by disease and helplessness. The body becomes flabby and the memory turns unreliable. Scientists say that we are trained to dislike aging by evolution. Evolution made us able to determine by smell if someone is able to have children. From nature's point of view, a person who can't make children is useless. However, aging is a bigger danger for women than men. Aside from health issues, women are supposed to age with grace. This means that a woman over 40 years old has to hide the gray hair and wrinkles and keep her body in shape. And there are hundreds of other must-do's which are often mutually exclusive. If you don't do Botox injections, you don't care about yourself, and if you do, you look like a plastic doll. Yeah, please don't do Botox. I have never done it, and I'm not going to do it. I'm using coconut, or I grow coconut from the store, as well as my oil every evening. Victorious by Diana Bella Ross, which I'm very proud of. And I think I have a link under the show where you'll be able to supply yourself. Please message me if you want it. It's really, really good. Botox injections make you feel like you just got stung by a bee. And after it wears off, it makes your skin saggy. And I definitely don't recommend it, but it's up to you to decide what you want to do. The modern code of youth prohibits us to look our age. Even Hollywood stars like Gillian Anderson are criticized by some people. Viewers are unwilling to accept one's natural appearances. Of course, regular women have tougher lives. We are used to thinking that life is over once you're older than 30. Even fashion magazines recommended young women to start using anti-aging beauty products at the age of 20, and better wrinkles long before they even appear. From a very young age, girls are sure that old age is something unpleasant and off-putting, but the fear of aging doesn't appear on its own. There are specific people and situations that are blamed for making women afraid of aging. The entire beauty industry is earning money in women's desire to look young. 62% of women aged 34 to 54 use anti-aging creams. 28,000 cosmetic procedures are performed in Great Britain every year, lifting, Botox injections, and more. According to the most conservative estimates, the profits these companies earn for selling youth is $200 billion. Anti-wrinkle creams, syringes, hair dyes, and other similar products make these manufacturers millionaires. Corporations only support the myth that aging is hideous and unnatural. If you stop believing this, who is going to buy hundreds of bottles and tubes of this kind of stuff? However, it's worth noting that scientists still don't know why we get older. Biologists have figured out the mechanism of aging, but the human body is far more complicated thing. Doctors and genetics only suppose that wrinkles can appear because of sunlight, the influence of the free radicals, and the depletion of skin cells, but nothing is certain. Creams and procedures with amazing components like fish caviar and liposome may help, but they also may end up being completely useless. There is no such thing as an elixir for eternal life. But the market on youth definitely exists. The entire industry is working on making you believe that this is true. Smooth skin plus a great butt filling you on answers equals happiness. At the age of 40, women become invisible to employers. Some people say that life only starts at the age of 40. It definitely starts at the age of 40 because you become a woman. Otherwise, you're just still a girl, a teenager, adult that you have no idea what exactly is going on. And when I turned 40, I remember I felt so good and I felt so confident. And definitely I felt a woman. But definitely not career-wise. Women are scared of becoming redundant, and they have reason to feel this way. women already earn less money than men, and after the age of 40, there is no hope that their salary will increase. At this age, women hit a glass ceiling. There is no room left for development. It's completely the other way around to men. With age, they're valued more at work and in society. Women experience two negative effects at once. The first one is ageism, which is discrimination against individuals or groups on basis of their age. The second effect is sexism. In other words, it's hard to be a woman in the business world. There are two reasons for this. Discrimination has a negative effect on one's health. Women age 50 or older told researchers that they have depressive thoughts more than 30% of their working time. In the end, they develop somatic illness. Social scientists claim that problems with ageism in women start with the question, who is going to stay at home and raise the children? Most of the time, women do this and lose several years of their careers. Women don't take parental leave because they are afraid of missing out something important at work. Last year, there is some photo of the woman who played with Tom Cruise in the Top Gun movie. Here, in English language, there is saying men age like wine and women age like milk. Despite the popularity of feminist ideas and emancipation, women still don't have the right to age the way they want to. Society sets somewhat of a shell life for women, and the clock is always ticking. When the value of a person is determined by their ability to produce offspring, it's a problem, and psychologists claim that the reason why women have a negative attitude towards their own age is not caused by men, but from women themselves. The fear of aging is the fear of a woman to be on her own because women are nothing on their own. They can't provide for themselves. They can't entertain themselves. They can't be happy on their own. They don't have friends or family who would like to be with them because they're interesting people and not because they're women. They feel like they're just product on the market where women offer and men choose. Fears and insecurities are the biggest reasons why women reject the idea of aging. Maybe if we loved ourselves just a bit more, that people around us would treat us differently. A great example of such behavior can be seen in the singer Celine Dion. At age 50, Dion is once again a fashion icon who doesn't hide wrinkles and wears any clothing she wants. She looks very natural even today, just like me. Magazines and Hollywood glamour only make matters worse. Actresses and models look if they are frozen at age 30, 40, and they stop aging. This industry also has very harsh unwritten rules. Plastic surgery used to be a thing where older people would try to go into this dream world of being 28 years old, aging. But now in Hollywood, even people at 28 are having work done. Society has made us believe you should look like 18-year-old model all your life, but I figure I might as well just be what I am. It's easy to understand the celebrity mentality and attractive face and body and money. In their case, the cult of youth is commercial necessity. According to directors, old age cannot be attractive and people more likely to go and see a movie that has young actors in it, but it can be like this forever. I'm sorry, but I love the old movies. I watch only old movies, and I cannot wait to see my favorite actors in these movies. I don't like the new movies at all, so I'm not afraid to share this, and I don't watch movies because of the young people. And honestly, the movies look to me like I'm cooking without spices. To be a good actor, you have to have the personality. It doesn't matter what age you are. You have to have the personality for the movie. And not everybody has the emotional intelligence. Not everybody has the personality necessary to be an actor. And most of the actors I choose because they have connections with somebody. And basically, they're like frozen. They don't have any kind of facial expression necessary to grab the attention and to make the movie believable. So I'm sorry, Hollywood, I'll be totally honest here. But the times are changing and the percentage of the elderly population is quickly growing. For example, in Japan, it's 30% now, in Italy, 20%. So more and more active people of middle age and even old age are popping up around the world. Today is not trendy to hide your wrinkles. In fact, it's the opposite. Middle-aged people are becoming main characters in movies and commercials. Absolutely, I totally agree. Just 10 and 15 years ago, nobody would have thought that a woman over the age of 60 could become the main character in an action film. In 2019, Terminator Dark Fate is going to be released, and Linda Hamilton is going to return to the franchise. The 63-year-old Hamilton will face off against Skynet. Perhaps audiences are growing tired of looking at angel-like women with beautiful bodies and just want to see real people. Thank you so much. I agree. Or maybe marketers and directors have finally realized that adult people are the ones who can afford to actually see the films. In any case today, there is no reason to be ashamed of your real age. There is a lot about this article, and I'm going to post the link below this because I'm out of time, this podcast. And here is my advice. Be the kind of a person you want to see on the other side. Accept people. Practice love. Practice acceptance. Stand up for yourself no matter what. Don't allow people to break you. Don't allow people to tell you who to be, to terrorize you, and to definitely take the joy out of your life. It's you. It's your life. You know who you are, and age is just a stupid number. If you read my book, The Light Within, you will all be able to find out more about it. Because happy people create happy society, healthy society for everyone. And I don't mean just a certain age. I mean at any age. So I love you, all my love and light. Please check out my new single, How to Love Again, which is out since March 31st. I'm very proud of this song. I know a lot of people can relate to it. Check out my books on Amazon and my new book. I'm working at it because I have a lot of work. It has been a while, I know. I'm sorry, I apologize, but there is a lot to do. I live alone. And for me, it's important to give priority to the things that needs my urgent attention. And I'm going to play again my song, Love Me As I Am, as I finish this podcast. I love you guys. All my love and light. Let's change this world with love, compassion, and kindness.
this is who I am. So if you love me, understand me right. So if you love